Hey, let's do one on Mary, Mary Elias, Elias. Date of birth is 1/10/46. She was seen Saturday, which is the 21st. This is a 76-year-old woman who lives in a nursing home with history of malnutrition, decreased appetite, symptoms of aspiration pneumonia, severe failure to thrive, 20-pound weight loss in the past month, dysphagia. She has refused peg placements. He's not eating. She speaks with a whisper. She's quite weak. She requires total ADL care and is bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient's medical slash surgical problem includes hypertension, coronary artery disease, history of UTI, metabolic encephalopathy, history of aspiration pneumonia, calorie, protein, calorie, malnutrition, history of low albumin, low protein, history of nausea and vomiting, history of gastritis, diarrhea, restless, agitation, anxiety, and dementia, as well as hypertension. Medication includes lisinopril, Norvasc, aspirin, artificial tears, insure and protein supplementation, atropine as a drying agent, allergy, no known drug allergy, family history, not known, social, she is widowed for years, she tells me. Oh, allergy penicillin, sorry. She's been widowed for years, she tells me. COVID immunizations up to date. Review of system as above. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. Heart pulses was 2. Lungs, distant heart sounds, lungs clear, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, scaphoid, temporal wasting noted, lower extremity shows no edema. Patient is quite weak, general weakness noted with no lateralizing symptoms. Assessment, failure to thrive, number one. Number two, significant weight loss, number three, protein, calorie, malnutrition, number four, patient has declined peg placement, number five, aspiration, number six, suspect dementia and multiple infarcts causing patient's current symptoms, most likely related to multi-infarct dementia related to her hypertension, long-standing hypertension. Next one was UTI. Next one was history of aspiration pneumonia. Next one was muscle wasting severe. Next one was low protein slash low albumin. Next one was overall prognosis remains poor. Next one was patient is definitely a hospice candidate at this time. Thank you.